Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Tonight, we're blessed to have another Platinum World Council leader, Millionaire Club member, and $500,000 ring earner. Mr. Larry Smith will be on the call tonight. He is a great friend of the More Success Team and someone that Pat and I have known since we joined Legal Shield, I guess, been over 22 years ago now. But before we go to him, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to $250,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member, and that is Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy?
I'm here, Dad. Can you hear me?
You are loud and clear.
You going to be in here?
Fantastic. A little bit of background noise.
I'm muting those lines. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Well, congratulations, guys, for joining us tonight. What a phenomenal week and new decade that the More Success Team has started. Another week, another newsletter came out, and each and every week at the top producers, top recruiters, we're always well represented. And last week was no different on the top recruiter side. Want to give a shout out to Lisa Streeter. She was the number 20 top producer in premium in all of Legal Shield out of the great state of Georgia. Number 10, Jimmy Parrish out of the great state of Alabama. And number 3, top producer and premium in all of Legal Shield last week was Miss Deanne Foster out of the great state of Utah. So congratulations, guys. You guys are killing it. And then we'll transition to the top recruiter side. The number 2 top recruiter in all of Legal Shield last week out of the great state of Washington was Ernesto Castano Gama. Just absolutely had a phenomenal week. But at number 6, we had Tony Cherise Barkley out of the great state of North Carolina. They were tied for number 6. But what's so phenomenal about what Tony and Cherise has done, they weren't in there just this week. They were in there last week as well. So they just exploded into the new year doing phenomenal things in the great state of North Carolina. So congratulations to you guys and everything. And I will say this, for the last 6 months, the top recruiting state for the entire More Success Team has consistently been North Carolina. But I will have to say this, congratulations to the great state of Washington. Washington last week and this month so far is the number 1 recruiting state in the entirety of the More Success Team. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to Jason Pollock because his organization is absolutely killing it in the great state of Washington. They don't only have the number 2 recruiter in all of the state, but his team last month, I'll just tell you his numbers last month. Last month, his organization out of Washington, they recruited 63 people, which is phenomenal. But so far in the month of January, they've already recruited 68 people. So Tony and Cherise and John Rodriguez and Miss Carmenza and Mr. Roger, you guys have some work to do because they've overtaken you guys as the number 1 recruiting state on the More Success Team and Legal Shield. So congratulations to all of you guys. You're doing phenomenal.
I don't have a wallet anymore. Thank
just a couple of weeks ago, Dad, we got a line bleeding through there. But just a couple of weeks ago, Legal Shield, over the last quarter, we had our business builder bonus incentive program, and there was a lot of people here in Orlando that were on stage getting recognized for astronomical bonus checks that they received from that. One of those people on the stage was our good friends and team members, Mr. Dave and Wendy Hall. I mean, they're absolutely killing it. The organization is blowing up. As a matter of fact, their check that they got from the last business builder incentive was over $23,000. Guys, that is unbelievable. Well, what Legal Shield has done for the first quarter, which starts this month, we're well into it, but January, February, March, every single one of you has the opportunity to buy in and focus on double-digit recruiting. And right now, it's my pleasure to go out to the great state of Utah to someone that just got a $23,000 bonus check just for building this business. And that's none other than my good friend and your good friend, Mr. Dave Hall. Dave, are you on the call?
I am, Mr. Moore, and I'll make this real quick because I'm at the City Recreation Center at the pool with my kids right now, so I apologize for all the background noise. I promise I went to the quietest place in the pool where I could still keep an eye on them and yet still be on the call. And it was a honor and privilege to get a text from Mr. Don Thompson last night congratulating us on that bonus. I promise you, though, with 8 kids, it's spent already, so I'm back to broke. But I love the fact that they have the same promotion running again this quarter, and I know that I can do more this quarter. I had no idea how powerful that promotion was because I really didn't focus on it. I just focused on doing what we normally do. But now that I know how powerful that bonus can be, it's going to be game on for January, February, March. And again, anyone that's senior director or above, all you got to do is hit double digits. In other words, 10 recruits before the end of the month in your entire open line team, and you're going to qualify for some bonus money. I know there's a lot of other leaders on this team that will be getting nice bonus checks here this week. So thank you very much. Looking forward to hearing Mr. Smith. I'll put myself back on mute.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. And again, congratulations. And I know you're not slowing down one bit, but, you know, that's the type of incentive potential on the table right now for us to really dig deep in our organization, dig deep into our power legs, and to really, you know, incentivize those folks for the double-digit recruiting. So take advantage of it, guys. I mean, Dave Hall is living proof of the enormity of the bonus potential on the table right now. But we'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the call tonight. But it's my pleasure and honor to really go out to someone that is truly a true pioneer in Legal Shield, somebody who's really laid the groundwork for decades on how to grow and build a team and really develop a legacy of success. And I mean, his accolades, you know, are numerous. You know, he's a $500,000 income earner. He's a Platinum World Council member. He's an author. He's a published author. And I really hope that he plugs his book tonight. So I really encourage you guys to get that. But, you know, Steph, now we're on the we're fortunate enough to be on the PwC trip and in Malta with him and his lovely wife Donnie, and got to spend some quality time with him. They're really the salt of the earth, but someone that is really knows how to build a huge team and a huge organization, and is really set himself up for a legacy business. And it's my honor and pleasure to introduce tonight our guest speaker and my friend, Mr. Larry Smith. Larry, are you on the call, sir?
I am, Jeremy, and thank you so much for your kindness and your kind words. I'm so grateful, and I have to tell you, anybody that can say, "Hey, Dad," who actually introduced him, that is what you call a true family legacy. And clearly, what your family has done in this company, your grandfather certainly laid the foundation way before I did. Randy, we've been fortunate to be with Randy as we continue to lay the foundation. Now you're making it even stronger. So I just love what the Moore family is doing, and special congratulations to Dave Hall on that big bonus check. And I can tell you, I know Dave well enough to know that once he says, oh, that's what's available, look out, because he'll take off and make this quarter even better. And just very proud of you, and super proud of the Moore Success Team for all the top recruiters, the top producers over the last several weeks and ongoingly. So just really appreciate you all. And I know you got a good team in Washington, and we have a lot of Washington people at the Portland, Oregon Super Saturday. I just came back from this last weekend. Packed house. We literally, the venue ran out of chairs, and Mike Bishop went to his house to get a whole bunch of fold-up chairs. We ran out of theirs. We had standing room only. It was an amazing event, and I think that speaks to the enthusiasm and the momentum we're carrying in, not only for the new year of 2020, but into this new decade. And so, you know, my time with you tonight is somewhat brief, and I want to talk about a couple of things here. I want to talk about, number one, my story, just to let everybody just get a quick review of what happened with me. I want to talk about my belief and my vision for what the future has to hold. And by the way, 2 days from now, I'll be starting my 25th year with Legal Shield. So when I talk about my future vision, that's how much I believe in this company. I've already seen what's happened, but what you'll soon see is the biggest part of opportunity is still way out in front of us. The only thing I wish was I was about 30 years younger so I could really even build even stronger. But at 68 years old, the body doesn't work exactly the same way. But I can tell you, my mind's still real fresh, and I'm going to continue to build like all your top builders out there. So I'm going to talk about my vision. And then most importantly, I'm going to talk about the importance of everyone being in Dallas. So let me just share a quick story about my how I got started. I was a corporate guy for 20 years. December of 95, Michael Dorsey called me and started talking to me about Legal Shield. And I was 44 years old. I'd used an attorney once in my life, and I asked him why in the world I would prepay for something I'd probably never use. And he just asked me a simple question. He said, when was the last time you updated your last will and testament? And I said, you know, Michael, I need that. I don't have that, but I know I need it. And he said, well, wouldn't it be a good time to do it? And I said, before I die. He asked me when that was, and of course I wasn't sure. And he said, if I could show you a way to get that done for a whole lot less money than what you're going to pay an attorney to do it anyway, would you want to hear more? And I said, sure. Well, long story short, I bought the membership on December 5th of 1995. 3 weeks later, the company I worked for closed down. I was like most people. I was living check to check, didn't really have much put away, had credit card debt. And what I learned when the company closed down, they owed me $40,000. I never saw it. But when the company closed down, I realized that the cash flow stopped, but the bills kept coming. And so I was thinking, I have to do something different. Well, about a month later, I took a ring to a jeweler to get some work done on it. And instead of fixing it, he ruined it, and then he wouldn't do anything about it. I got to experience what Legal Shield was really all about. I called the law firm. An attorney spent 45 minutes on the phone asking me questions. She made a phone call on my behalf. And the same day the jeweler told me he wasn't going to do anything, he gave me a check for $2,152.32 to replace the ring. And I never paid more than my $20 a month. And I realized that paid for 7.5 years of my membership. If I didn't use it for anything else, I realized this is the best value proposition I've ever seen. I called Michael back, asked him some questions. He asked me to hold on. He put me on a three-way call with this guy named Dave Savola, who talked to me, invited me to a live event. I went to the live event. I joined and literally wrote a $49, which was the cost of entry 25 years ago. I wrote a $49 hot check because I didn't have any cash flow. And the check I got, by the way, went to pay my rent in Southern California. So the check I got for $21.52 just kept me from getting evicted. That's how bad my life was at the time when I lost my job. So I wrote a hot check for $49, but in the same envelope, I had my first recruit, my first membership. Back then, we paid twice a week by check, and my first commission check was $62.50. I ran it to the bank, and it literally kept my hot check from bouncing, and 4.5 years later, I was inducted into the inaugural Millionaires Club. So, you know, I'm not bragging on that. I'm just saying I want everybody to understand, no matter what you go through in life, guess what? You can become anything you want. So let's talk about my vision, because I think our belief in Legal Shield is so important to the long-term results of what you get. And, I mean, when it comes to training in Legal Shield, the More Success team has tremendous leadership all across the country. They can tell you, teach you all about how to do Legal Shield, but I'm going to talk about the vision I have from where it came to where it's going. So we know that timing in business is everything, right? Timing in life is everything. And our founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, when I went to my first convention and watched his keynote speech, he said, the biggest sale you'll ever make is when you sell yourself. And he is such an incredible man. I can't even begin to tell you. I believe if you looked up the word gentleman in the dictionary, you'd see Harlan Stonecipher's picture in there, because he was a person who 1,000% beyond anything else cared about people and helping people have success and change their lives, because he had already done that from becoming a sharecropper's son to a multi-gazillionaire for all intents and purposes. So I want you to understand that, you know, when he said that, I believed it. And when I came home from that first convention, 3 months in the business, I quit my two part-time jobs and I went full-time in Legal Shield. But, you know, it's interesting, because when we're out in the marketplace, we face objections, right? That's just part of anything we do. You know, I mean, if you say, hey, if I give you something free, would you want it? And people are skeptical because they want to know what the catch is, right? So no matter what we do, people are skeptical, but not everybody's skeptical. It's interesting how some people will say they don't think this will work. Well, let me just share a little success story with you. Our company was founded in 1972. On 1976, we joined the NASDAQ, and then in the early 80s, we went to the American Stock Exchange. In 1998, Legal Shield became the number one performing stock on the American Stock Exchange in 1998. The Wall Street Journal bought a full page, had Mr. Stonecipher's picture on it, the success story of Legal Shield, and off we went on May 13th to move to the world's premier New York Stock Exchange. With it, Mr. Stonecipher was on national television ringing the opening bell as we joined the world's premier New York Stock Exchange. And within 4 months, we were the 33rd fastest growing company on the world's premier New York Stock Exchange. Then in 2011, the big New York-based equity group called MidOcean Partners came in, and they were interested in what was happening because one of the board's mothers, the board member's mothers, was a Legal Shield member. And she happened to mention it to her son, and her son came back to his partners and said, have we ever looked at this? They spent over $100,000 with one of the largest research firms in North America called Decision Analysts to turn over every stone there was about the company. So here they go out and spend $100,000 researching our company, and after they spend $100,000, they cut a check for $651 million and take us private. And so we're no longer publicly traded, which is not a bad thing, trust me. But we have all these people that have all this wisdom that are coming in to make us even stronger. But 7 years later, on March 1st of 2018, another big equity group called Stone Point Capital, real big in financial services and insurance, they came in and doubled MidOcean's offers. They bought us for $1.2 billion. And MidOcean even came back and became a minority partner because of how much they love us. And then another investor came in. So today, you're looking at a company valued at $2 billion. But yet we let people who make $12 or $20 an hour tell us they don't think it'll work. So it's not that they're bad people. It's not that they're good or wrong, right or wrong or anything. Just don't know what you know. But it's important that you know, so you have that confidence and that posture to stand when people do that, and instead of getting defensive, speak with confidence and power. If you went to Stone Point Capital's website, I want you to listen to what they do. Remember, they invested $1.2 billion, bought us, and here's what they do. We partner with best-in-class management teams in carve-outs from larger organizations, as well as in standalone structured buyouts. We invest in companies that are differentiated versus competitors, have market-leading positions, and have numerous catalysts for growth. Now, somebody that paid $1.2 billion sees numerous catalysts for growth. I hope that you'll understand. Don't worry about what I think. I absolutely see that. But if people are paying that kind of money, they've done every bit of research there is. So we went from something that really didn't make any sense at all in 1969 to an idea whose time has come, and we are fortunate enough to be a part of this. See, timing is key. You look at other types of protection plans like life and auto and health. These companies are multiple, just in the millions and billions of dollars of growth, and Legal Shield has the same marketplace as all these three divisions of insurance, but yet instead of being just totally full of customers, we've only got 3% of the marketplace. But with that 3%, we've created 250 millionaires in Legal Shield. So if you think about that, when we've got the same number of people that all these other divisions of insurance have, and yet we're only at 3% penetration and we've created 250 millionaires, think about when we hit 5% market penetration, 10, 15, 20, how many millionaires will we create? And the biggest question is, will you be one of them? Because you can be. You can do anything. I have a high school GED. I've never been to college. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I can tell you, I'm a good student, and the master is forever the student. And when I'm around people like Dave Hall, Randy Moore, Jeremy Moore, people like that, I'm journaling because I'm always wanting to learn more. So a lot of people will come back after they hear 3% in 47 years, and they go, why only 3%? Well, again, let's talk about timing. Let's go back to 1972 when this company was founded. Turn on the TV. What do you see? Ozzie and Harriet, Last Happy Days, Taxi, All in the Family, I Love Lucy, The Brady Bunch, The Osmond Live, right? Leave It to Beaver, MASH, Father Knows Best. We watched all these family shows at the time this company was founded. But what's happened is our society has changed in a big way. So when you bounce forward to 2020, what do we watch on TV today? We watch Suits, America's Courts, Justice for All, Judge with Judge Maybelline, The Verdict, Judge Judy, For the People. Everything is court shows. Listen, Judge Judy, everybody knows who she is. She sits on a bench. She humiliates people in front of the public, and her net worth is $420 million. I think every one of us would take that gig if you could put up with being that rude to people. But let's go back to 1972. What in the world was identity theft? Today, it's everywhere. It's been a top consumer complaint for almost two decades. But in 1972, nobody had ever heard of it. What about Homeland Security? In 1972, Homeland Security was a latch on a screen door. I remember my mother would go open the front door, pull the screen and latch it, open the windows, latch it, go to the back door and open the back door so she could get a breeze through the house and latch the screen on the back door. And that's the way we slept. That was Homeland Security. Today, we've got satellites beaming down from outer space with double deadbolts operated by our cell phones. It's all changed. See, in 2020, Homeland Security says, I can't go through an airport with a bottle of water. So what you have to understand, we don't have to create the need for our services because the need is proven every day. All you have to do is look at the headlines, any state, any city, any time, and guess what you see? You see the news media working for you at no cost to you, telling the public that they need what we have the best solution to at a cost that's less expensive than what consumers spend on one tank of gas. See, it's not about you or me. It's about the market. We can't control what the market does, but please listen carefully. We can control what we do, and we can capitalize on a market that is sitting there waiting for us. Some people say, well, do you have any third-party validation? Sure, go to the Better Business Bureau. We're an A-plus rated company with the Better Business Bureau. And listen, I didn't graduate high school. I quit high school and got my GED when I came back from my second tour of duty in Vietnam. But I remember the A-plus was the best you can get. So I know that enough to know it. You have people like Karen White, the executive director for the Conference of Western Attorney Generals, who says things like Legal Shield allows ordinary business owners and citizens to have the quality representation every American needs when entering a courthouse or evaluating legal avenues. When you have Buddy Caldwell, the former Attorney General of the state of Louisiana, say Legal Shield provides access to justice to all citizens. It opens the courthouse doors and levels the playing field for everyone. When you're representing a company where you have attorneys generals who are normally closing companies down, but those attorney generals are getting on our stage talking about what an amazing thing we're doing for the public. You don't have to wonder whether this is going to work or not, and you have to quit letting the people who are telling you they don't think it will influence your way of thinking. See, the only people mad at you for speaking the truth are those that are living a lie. So you just keep speaking your truth and understand that the best way to predict the future is to create it. And I will tell you, in my personal opinion, if you want to pick up 6 to 8 months of learning and success in your business, the most important thing you can do is be at the Dallas convention coming up here in the first week of April. I'm going to tell you my quick story. I was with the company for 3 months. I worked 10 hours a week the first 3 months. My first month, I made $700. My $2,800. My third month, I made $4,100. But that was my cost of living was $4,000 a month. So it took me 3 months part-time to get to my cost of living. So that's what I was saying when I got that check for $2,152.32 from the jeweler. It went to keep me from getting evicted. True story. But I was still making up for money that I had lost from losing that job when Michael Dorsey called me and said, Larry, it's time to go to convention. And I said, what's convention? He said, that's where you're going to have all the top money earners in the company, one place at one time, and it'll explode the growth of your business if you're there to hear all these leaders talking, journaling, and taking advantage of learning everything. See, if you turn around and got an invitation to go talk to Warren Buffett, but you had to pay your own way to be there, you'd find a way to get the money to go speak to Warren Buffett because of what you'd learn in that hour. If Bill Gates said, look, I'm going to talk to you for an hour, but you got to get here, you wouldn't say, oh, I can't, I don't have enough money. Figure out a way to go see Bill Gates. You get the picture. Well, you're not in the software business, and you know you're not in the investment business. Maybe you're an investor, but not in the way Warren Buffett is, but you are in the legal shield business. And if you had the opportunity to go spend an hour with all these six- and seven-figure annual income earners, why in the world, if you're looking at making the most of your Legal Shield career, would you not be there? See, I told Michael, I said, Michael, when he told me about what it was, I said, Michael, I can't afford to go to convention. And he said, that'll be your excuse why you don't or your reason why you do. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, some people will say, I'm broke, I can't afford to go to convention. Other people will say, I'm broke, I can't afford not to go to convention. The difference is their vision about their future. I can't even tell you how I got there because I don't remember because I was literally broke. But I stayed in another associate's room in a sleeping bag on their hotel room floor at my first convention. I had a backpack full of water bottles, granola bars, and peanuts because I couldn't afford to eat at the restaurants. But I didn't miss 1 minute of the convention both days and all the way into that night when Mr. Stonesifer did his keynote speech. And when I left that convention, I went, you know what? I'm going full-time, and I'm going to go mock two of your hair on fire. And 5 months later, I qualified for executive director, which was much harder back then. My ninth month, my income went to $10,000 a month. I never made less than $10,000. My best month, I made $82,801 month, and it was because I recruited. I did two personal sales the month I made $82,800. But Dave Savola told me the importance of recruiting to leverage income, and that's what I did. So as you look at this next quarter, Dave Hall, I think, already talked about the importance of this quarter and how much extra money you can make. You just have to realize that this is your business. Nobody can build this business except you. And the more committed you get to it, the brighter your future is. Listen, when I lost my job 20 years ago, they stopped paying me. 20 years later in Legal Shield, I get paid $10,000 to $11,000 a week, 100% as earned, no advance commissions because of a business I've built because I built a big team. So I hope that some of the tips I've given you tonight gives you a better feel for where I see this company. I can tell you 3% market penetration, the biggest part of our opportunity is way out in front of us, and I wish every one of you the very utmost of success in your pursuit of your dreams. Jeremy, Randy, thank you for having me on the call tonight. I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, absolutely phenomenal job, Larry. Thank you so much for pouring into us tonight and taking away time from you and Miss Donnie, and we look forward to seeing you guys in Dallas. But for everyone on the call, you just released a new book. And can you tell everybody what it is and where they can get it?
Absolutely, Jared.
I've started reading it, and it is very profound and impactful. And I encourage everybody on the call to take a look at it and to get it. So can you give the folks the details on that?
Absolutely. The best way to do it in respect of you all's time, my website is Love and Money Hacks, H-A-C-K-S, loveandmoneyhacks.com, loveandmoneyhacks.com. If you go there, if you scroll down the page, you'll see a picture of me and my wife, and it'll tell you what the book's about. You can order the book right there, and we pay for shipping and everything else. It's just a straight $19.95. It's a hardback book with a jacket on it, and it's about 208 pages. But I can tell you, I've taken my life. I literally told my life story, and in every chapter I had a financial lesson and a life lesson. And as I got through the last third of the book, I started asking other people questions, and I've been very blessed because of the comments I've gotten from the book. But if you could get spend $20 and get everything in my mind, would that be a good investment? If it would, please feel free to purchase it. We'd certainly appreciate that. If it's not, then that's okay. If my mind's not worth $20, I understand. But thanks for letting me talk about that, Jeremy. I really appreciate it because it's been a lot of fun and doing a lot of book tours and stuff right now. So thanks for bringing that up.
Well, thank you so much, Larry, for pouring into us. And I really encourage, and you guys know that Stephanie and I have made a real commitment over the last year of personal development and anything that we can absorb to, you know, to benefit us and to our lives. And, you know, as I said, just starting Larry's book that he goes most graciously sent us, it's awesome. So I encourage everybody on the call to go to that website and to get a copy. And again, thank you so much for Larry to pouring into us tonight. You did an awesome job, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. God bless you all. And Randy, hope you stay healthy, my friend. Really happy for you, and we'll keep you in our prayers, okay? Take care, gang.
All right, guys. We're running up against the time clock tonight. And one last thing I want to leave you guys with. You know, the new newsletter came out, and I know on the announcements on Ellis Engage came out this weekend on for you guys that were at Super Saturday events, and we did a phenomenal event here in Oklahoma. Matter of fact, it was standing room only as well. They were bringing in chairs. It was awesome. But, you know, the Riviera Maya trip, the Performance Club trips, you know, we give away two free trips every single year for everyone that wants to go out and earn it. They made some special announcements on how to position yourself to take advantage of that. Even the brand new people that just joined the team that are on the call tonight, I encourage you guys, go to our team Facebook page and watch the video that Keith One put up today about the opportunity to position yourself to be able to receive that all-expense-paid vacation to the Riviera Maya. Looking forward to that. Next week's call will be absolutely phenomenal. I won't let the cat out of the bag, but you want every single person that you know to be on next week's call. And just always remember this. Always put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third, and we'll see you all at the top. God bless you all, and have a great night, everyone.